not companies.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55KRC, The Talk Station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
Hello, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. We'll go around the room here real quick. As always, joined in the booth by my wife, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott's with us as well.
Good evening.
Our legal counsel is not with us again tonight, but that's okay. We'll try to make it through our own. We welcome John Benner, President, Chief Instructor of Tactical Defense Institute. John's a 37-year veteran police lieutenant and Vietnam veteran. He spent 25 years in the Hamilton County Police Association's regional SWAT team. 20 of those as the commander, and really to fully list all of his law enforcement experiences, awards, and contributions, achievements, would I don't think we'd probably be doing much else tonight, so we'll leave it at that. But Tactical Defense Institute has been training civilians, local, state, federal law enforcement, and military corporate security agencies for over 15 years. John, welcome back. It's always good to have you.
Oh, my pleasure to be here.
Well, everybody that listens to this show knows who this man is. I mean, we talk about TDI pretty much all the time. And really, it's because I learned pretty quickly once we started Trigger Time that without training, I'll tell you what, without training, this whole gun thing doesn't do a whole lot of good. And that's kind of what I wanted to start off talking about. I was going to read an email, John, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. For those of you who want to call in if you have a question about firearms training. And this is not, you know, the call to, like, if you want to complain about the NRA or you want to talk about, you know, how much you hate Colt. That's not what we're talking about here. If you have a legitimate question about training, 749-5500, we'll be happy to have John help you. The email that was sent to me has been read on the show before, and I'm going to read it again for this purpose for tonight because I think it plays right in. Dear Mr. Barrett, let me say that I have enjoyed your radio program very much. I regret to disagree with you, but I feel you place an excessive importance on tactical training. You have found that you enjoy this type of military law enforcement training, and that is fine. However, I do not feel such is necessary for the average person's defensive needs. I've never had such training beyond the CCW class I took, and I feel more than prepared to defend myself and my family. I believe a few trips to the shooting range, such as Target World, and he put a little smiley face because he knows I like Target World. That was nice of him. Every year will keep one adequately familiar with one's firearm and more aggressively using the 911 system will reduce the possibility of needing it. After all, how different is shooting a silhouette than a man? I assure you, the gun doesn't know the difference, and in many places, the response time to 911 is under 5 minutes. I have just always found that moderation in all things works out best, and I've seen no need in my life for better handgun skills than I have. I don't expect to hear my email read on your show, but I do sincerely hope you'll consider what I've said. I'll continue to listen and wish you all the best. Sincerely, name withheld. We'll withhold the name, too. So, well, there's probably nowhere to stop with that one. We read it on the show before. John first came on the show. We hadn't been to TDI yet.
Nope.
His first time on the show.
Right.
We were weeks from going on the show, in fact, or going to TDI. Now, before we went to TDI, I was convinced, first of all, that, you know, 45 ACP was the only real self-defense round. I had done no research or no looking into anything. This is just what my dad told me, so that was good enough. And I'd had a little training. Very little, but had developed my own practice methods. No drawing from a holster, no work for the holster at all. Certainly no thought for accessing a concealed firearm. No consideration of grip, body position, or presentation. Spent most of my time point shooting, you know, just raise a gun and pull the trigger, you know, kind of thing. No sight alignment. Never done any moving and shooting. Moving and shooting was certainly nothing we'd have never worried about. Never really worried about reloading my firearm. If you think about it, we never really thought about, well, what if it runs out and you really need to be loaded again fast? Never worked on that. Malfunction drills, I shot a Colt, so I didn't have to worry about that. We didn't worry about malfunctions, right? I mean, there was no reason to worry about that. You know, 1911 Colts don't jam. I mean, do they?
No.
No, of course not. So never shot with my left hand at all, offhand. No sense of use, no use at all of cover, concealment, distance, anything like that. Never did anything like that. And it's, you know, in my current state, you know, and this is what's really bad. You add all that, I mean, you consider all that. Now, Amy's position was, I was her instructor at this point.
And I was smart enough to know that I wasn't ready and I needed some help here.
Yeah, but if you think about it, that's where I was. That was pretty much my defensive package right there. And Amy was pretty much dependent on me. And I was what she had to depend on. So, I mean, you know a little bit about training people for defensive gun usage. I mean, how prepared did we sound at that point?
Well,
I mean, I know you don't want to be critical, John, but go ahead.
Well, you know,
he's smiling. He's trying. You can always tell when John doesn't want to say like really what he wants to say because he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
It's not a matter of hurting anybody's feelings. It's a matter of the average person really doesn't know what they don't know, and that's kind of a classic statement, but. The bottom line is that there's a lot more to it than people realize.
Yeah.
And you know, that's ignorance on their part. It's not stupid. It's not any,
right.
You know, it's not meant to be anything negative or anything like that. But quite frankly, most people will get by. But if anything happens, they probably won't.
Right.
And that's the shame of it. You know, unfortunately, there are bad people out there that do bad things to good people. And if you're not prepared for that, if you don't realize that, if you don't train for it, and training is a never-ending battle to really be efficient with your firearm. If you look at it logically, if you're going to engage, you know, if all you're going to do is keep a gun at your home and that's all you're going to do, you're only risking yourself and your family for the most part, unless you accidentally get around out of the house. You go out in public and you own a firearm and you're going to use that firearm in public, you're risking everybody. It's just like law enforcement. You know, they have a duty to be proficient with their firearms, more proficient than a lot of them are. And consequently, you know, they have a duty not only to themselves, but their families, the cities, villages, counties, whoever they work for, and they have a duty to the public as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all have that same duty,
sure.
As far as I'm concerned. If you decide not to defend yourself and be a sheep, that's your problem,
right.
Okay? I can't help you, or nobody can, okay? But if you are going to defend yourself and defend others, then you have a duty to be proficient. And if you shoot once a year, you're not proficient.
Right.
And it's as simple as that.
Right. And, you know, right, it is. It is as simple as that. I'll tell you what and Amy and I have spent the entire summer at TDI, just about. We literally did.
Right. We spent over a month out at TDI if we added up all the hours together.
It was 216. I counted them up. 216 hours. And the thing I learned most is what I didn't know. It was frightening what I didn't know. It was stunning to me. How ill-prepared we were. So, okay, we're going to pick this up in just a moment. We're going to take a short break. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here on 55KRC, the talk stage.
55KRC. Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Tomorrow, you will dream in Spanish.
Tomorrow, you will enjoy French films without the subtitles. Tomorrow, you will order Chinese in Chinese. Tomorrow, you'll do all of this and more, because today, Rosetta Stone invites you to awaken your natural ability to learn a language absolutely free with a free demo CD-ROM of their newest, most advanced language learning technology. Experience for yourself how easy language learning has become and awaken your true potential with your free demo CD-ROM. Call 1-800-422-0488 and claim yours free today. Built to awaken your natural language learning ability, Rosetta Stone teaches you without classrooms, without boring drills, and without useless memorization. So while tomorrow you'll discover the language inside you, today you can awaken it for free. Call now and receive your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488.
Ready to finish your degree? DeVry University is ready to help. We have bachelor's degree programs and specializations covering 34 growing career fields. We'll help you transfer up to 80 qualifying credit hours and evaluate financing options, including scholarships. So whether you take classes online or at our convenient location in Cincinnati, we'll help keep you on the path to the degree and career you really want. Learn more at DeVry.edu. And let nothing stand in your way.
Providing you with a wealth of information from the Coordinated Financial Planning Studios, this is 55 KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're listening to Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show with a question or a comment, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time. Tonight's guest expert, John Benner, President, Chief Instructor of Tactical Defense Institute. Well, you know, John actually never did come right down on me and say, yeah, no, Joe, you weren't all ready to, but he's too nice a guy to do that. But the thing is that I wasn't ready. There was no, I mean, you know, I wasn't, and I bring this up because if Trigger Time has one, if it ever accomplishes one thing, I would like it to be for somebody, anybody, you know, besides me and Amy, to realize that being armed is not the same as being prepared. It's not. And we get a lot of emails. We get a lot of emails from people that, you know, say, look, I've got my gun. This is the kind of gun I'm carrying. What do you think? I get lots of those. But also, we get lots of emails from people that want me to justify for them that what they're doing is enough. You know, not thousands, not hundreds, but we get multiple emails from people that say, look, I've had my CCW training. That's the standard. You know, I've even had people say that's the standard the state sets. So, of course, you know, how can you argue with those guys, you know? But, I mean, that's what they want. They want me to send one back saying, you know what, you've done enough. The fact of the matter is that until you are asked to do something that is lifelike in a shooting type situation, you can't conceive of how badly things can go wrong and how quickly and how horribly you can mess up. And you know, it's, you know, when one of the instructors walks over and he touches the piece of paper that's, you know, 3 inches off the bad guy and said, that's a little girl that you just hit, because what were you doing? Well, I was running to the side, reloading my gun and trying to get off a shot. And yeah, but you still killed a little girl. Now you think about doing that and never having had any practice at all. How will you do it? I mean, how will you do it? And it's this notion that somehow being armed and is being prepared. Now, this gentleman here, I don't know that he and I will ever come to an understanding. Okay. He believes that he's ready. I hope that he never finds out otherwise, but because if he does, it'll be the worst day of his life.
I agree.
Yeah. So, but the whole point is behind Trigger Time and the reason that what we're doing now is we'd like to have John and some of his guys on from TDI on a regular basis, because fundamentally what people need where guns are concerned is training. There is nothing more important. The training is as important as the firearm, every bit. We have the right to bear arms. I want you all to bear arms. I think you should. But you cannot just throw that thing in your pocket and go. It's not like that, is it?
No, it isn't. And, you know, I know a lot of the folks that are teaching the concealed carry courses around here and stuff like that. And there's a lot of good, competent, responsible people that are doing that.
Sure.
And, you know, but what they're they're not carrying it to the next level. And that's what you really need to do. They're going over what the state wants them to do. Many of them are doing an NRA-based program, which the NRA is a wonderful organization. Its training is not so wonderful.
Right.
Okay. It's just a simple fact. It certainly beats a blank. No question about it. It's good for safety. It's terrific for that. But as far as actually carrying a gun and shooting it, it has nothing to do with that.
Right.
And that's unfortunate in itself. But if you look at it, you know, we are equipped to take things further and are willing to do that because that is our business. That's our job. And we have instructors from almost every walk of life that participate with our program, and everybody has input into that, and because there's things that they think about that I miss, and so everybody has some input into it. The other thing is we have the insurance as well, mm-hmm. that covers the further training, which is, you know, most places don't have that. Because it costs a lot of money,
right?
And the bottom line is, if all you do is the NRA program, the NRA backs that, and so you're golden. And
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah,
yeah, and that's what the state says that you need. Well, you know, the state of Ohio is great for having the program in the first place. Okay, right. But if you look at you know, some of the state programs for law enforcement and stuff like that, it's not, some of it isn't up to par,
right?
And that's unfortunate. You know, they just don't put the time and effort and money into the things the way they should,
right? And the NRA program, yeah, it beats a blank. And what is interesting to me is I sat down with a former student of yours. He's actually going to come on the show at some point because he sent me an email. He said, you know, I'd love to see a show on a person who's brand new to firearms, okay, getting in. Because there are lots of obstacles for getting into firearms. If you start out at the local gun shop, you might run into a guy that, you know, is more interested in impressing your girlfriend or your wife that you showed up with and answering your questions. Or, you know, and these are experiences that I know people have had. And so we sat down and talked, and I found out where he got his CCW training. He actually got his CCW training out of TDI. He took handgun 1 and 2. Okay. Well, he was surprised to learn that is not the standard. He just assumed that that's what people who have a CCW permit go through. And I told him, I said, you know, he's got a young kid and he doesn't have time to throw away, but for him, imagine how the clouds would part if he were to just go plop down in a standard CCW class. And that's, I mean, he just assumed that, well, that's what you do. I said, no, you spent most of your time on, you know, on the range. I said, you understand that a CCW class, you spend 10 hours sitting in a classroom listening to NRA jargon and some laws, and then you spend 2 hours on the range, but not 2 hours shooting even. You spend 2 hours on the range, most of it waiting for the rest of the class to do their shooting until you do yours. So comparatively speaking, there's very little hands-on. I remember that out at TDI, the first thing we did on the range was they showed us how to hold the gun. I mean, it literally starts there, you know. Take your left hand and grab, you know. And it amazed, I was surprised that this young man I assume that was the standard. And the difference between where he is and where the average person to walk out of a CCW class is probably astronomical.
Well, you wouldn't believe the emails that I get, you know, saying, you know, I've got my CCW permit or I'm an NRA instructor. That's one of the fun ones for me.
Right. I put it down here to ask you later.
and it's like, okay.
Where do I start?
I am too.
Yeah.
But it doesn't teach you anything, okay?
Right.
It doesn't teach you how to shoot. Right. And they want to start it at higher level classes. And because they've been through a basic CCW class, we still start everybody at our level one. And we start West Point's pistol team with our level one shooting. And we start everybody at that same place, and consequently, you know, we get so many people that have been through like I say, an NRA class or something like that, and they want to start at a higher level because they really don't understand that there is a difference between a professional training facility and somebody that is doing CCW as a part-time thing. And it's not that these guys aren't competent or couldn't go further or whatever the case may be. It's just that they don't have the wherewithal to do that. They don't have the place to do it. They don't have the insurance to carry through with a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Consequently, they don't do it. And, you know, they, you know, so we start, you know, and they don't really teach them how to shoot. And, no. And like I say, there's, I know a number of the people around here that are very good, very competent. And I would encourage anybody to go to their classes.
Right.
But then come out and really, and the ones that are doing that are also advising their students, go to TDI.
Go to TDI.
Or go to some place. I mean, there are other professional training facilities. If somebody said, I want to go to Thunder Ranch, or I want to go to Gunsight, or, you know, one of these other professional facilities, I'd say go. Have a good time.
Right.
You know, that's, you'll get a good training, you know, that would be terrific. You know, you don't have to come to us. You know, seek good professional training.
But, you know, and you know, and again, you know, John's a very modest fellow, okay? But I remember being in a class, and the class was called to attention by a man who spent two tours over in Afghanistan and Iraq. One of the many duties he performed was escorting the mayor of Baghdad, which was obviously a high-risk target. And he told us that, he said, you know, the comfort, the only comfort I had when I got out of that armored vehicle over there amidst how many possible snipers or rush attackers was that I knew I'd had the best training in the world. And I, you know, and I knew TDI had was far before the best training. I assumed he was talking about his military training. And he said, but I'm not talking about what I learned in the Army. So I'm talking about the training I got right here where you're standing. You are getting the best training you can get in the world. Now, you know, John's modesty doesn't allow him to brag about that. But the fact of the matter is, this guy has no reason to say that. And this is a guy whose entire life, and the lives of others depends solely on what he's learned. And so there are other places to go. There's no question. I know where I go. But the bottom line is that, as John's indicated, the CCW class is what you should do. That's fine, a first step. But there is something beyond that that you absolutely must do if you want to responsibly carry a firearm, especially into public. It's you are taking, and that's what we're talking about here. When you strap that gun on and take it outside your home, there are an awful lot of things to consider that I can assure you you have not considered. Because I didn't, I thought I was right. I just assumed I was. I just assumed I was. There were so many questions I'd never asked myself, so many things I'd never considered. And honestly, and I know Scott had a similar experience because he and I both had shot 20-some years, 30 All years right. before we went out to TDI. And you find yourself standing there feeling kind of dumb because it's like, wow, I didn't even know how to hold this thing before I came out here, you know? And so it is imperative. The training is imperative. So we're going to take a short break for the news, and when we come back, we'll pick this up here with John Benner. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here on 55KRC, the talk station.
55KRC,
the talk station.
When you retire, are you going to live on Social Security? We'll help you create a self-funded pension with income for life today, so retirement secure tomorrow. For a free consultation, call Brown Financial Advisors at 513-575-9654. Brown Financial Advisors, working for clients, not companies.
Don't have time to take care of your baby? Detail Doctor is the best, and they pick up and deliver.
Detail Doctor is Cincinnati's finest detail facility, and Johnny's full-service car wash on Route 4 is more than just a tunnel. Call 489-7885 for the best for your baby.
This is a 30:30 Fox News update on 55KRC, the talk station.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Hey, it's Brian Thomas. Monday on the morning show, you know it. It's Money Monday with Nathan Bachrach and Ed Fink. Also, your phone calls. We're talking about everything that happened over the weekend. Morning show, 55 KRC, the talk show.
Hey. Okay, you're listening to Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Yeah, the whole city has heard me alert my wife to her duties there.
Well, we were busy in conversation.
She was busy talking instead of doing her job.
Yeah, well.
Yep. That's
it. Was
it.
All
That's
Scott's
it.
Fault.
It was.
we'll just assume Scott caused the ripple there, and he'll assume the responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you're listening to Trigger Time with Joe and Amy. We want to continue to email your show ideas and questions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Those are actually important. We do read those, obviously, and they do shape our show topics. So info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Also, to contact TDI, it's www.tdiohio.com. Is that's right?
Correct.
And if do you want to give a phone number or anything, or is it best to do that?
Yeah,
because you never know. Yeah,
our phone number is 937-544-7228.
Okay, and obviously go to my website, TriggerTimeWithJoe.com, or straight to TDI's website, again, TDIOhio.com. You can contact them that way. But can't say enough good about them, and you'll definitely see us there. We do have a caller on the line from Milford. Let's go to Dave in Milford. Dave, welcome to the show. Okay. Not sure what that was about, but somebody with a little too much time on their hands. Sounded like gunfire.
Yeah.
So, not sure what that was about, but could have been one of my friends trying to develop a sense of humor. Okay, we were talking about training at TDI and training it elsewhere. We're talking about CCW training. One of the common things that I threw this question in there for John later because, but he already brought it up because it is one of his favorites. Is I am a CCW instructor. What level handgun course should I begin at? The instructor course, and I'm not trying to burst anybody's bubble here, but I do want the average person out there to know, okay, that the CCW instructor course, I took that class, that is just a classroom class. That is not a performance or handgun class. That is a sitting in a room class reading a book. Now, I actually learned a great deal at mine, but it had nothing to do with it had nothing to do with firearms. Someday I'll write it up and put it on the website. But when everybody you know that was involved is you know moved on to other things, but actually, so it was really interesting. But it wasn't anything that I think in any way prepared me for the use of a firearm. It definitely does prepare you to teach the NRA course as laid out by the NRA, which is important. But the next step beyond the CCW class is where we are. What kinds of, you know, and these are generic questions, but who trains at TDI? I mean, who are your students besides Joe and Amy? Besides the merits who are always running down the driveway late.
Well, they're everybody. I mean, we get a cross section of people from across the United States, actually, and occasionally from around the world.
Around the world, yeah.
And, you know, they're everybody from all walks of life, and that's why I like to have instructors from all walks of life.
Well, then, you know, talk about that for a minute. Now, he mentioned the diversity of instructors, but he didn't elaborate much. But, I mean, he's there. We've had attorneys, psychologists, I mean, just anybody you can think of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have
everybody from UPS drivers to guys that work on road crews to attorneys and, like you say, psychologists. We got quite a few guys that are engineers that work out there. And they're certainly not out there for the money.
No, okay? I'm not sure not.
I'm sure that they make more in their real jobs than they make out there. Most of them are adjunct instructors. And I like that diversity because everybody brings something different to the table,
right?
And they all want to be there. They want to help people. They want to do a good job. And you know, and we have probably the best student to instructor ratio in the nation.
Now we heard that. We got an email from somebody who took a class and at another place like TDI, a big place like yours, and that was one of his issues was the student-to-instructor ratio was enormous. It was somewhere in the upper 30s or 40s even at one point.
Holy smokes.
And I don't know. That's, I mean, I know that hasn't been our experience at TDI. It's been very low.
Yeah, we generally have, if you look at what we do, we have like a one instructor for every 3 to 4 people.
Yeah, right. That's been our experience. And really, can you do much more than that? I mean, can you be effective with much? I mean, probably maybe more than 3 or 4, but I mean, at what point does it become, you know, probably not very informative if the instructor has that many people to keep an eye on? Well, and to watch. I don't know how much you can cover.
And especially at a lower level class where people are learning new skills, which in most classes are learning new skills, but particularly in like a level 1 through 3 handgun class or something like that, where you have, we'll have a cross section of people. Just as an example, we had one guy down there who is with the Secret Service. He's with the Vice President's detail right now.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, we had him at our level 1 through 3. He's a very competent, good gun handler, good person.
Sure, sure.
To people that have never fired a gun before.
Wow.
And, you know, and we are particularly proud of our record with the ladies. We don't do a female-only class, but we look at our female students as being so extremely important. I think one female is worth 50 males when it comes to political aspect of this thing.
Oh, I agree.
They'll call you or I a gun nut and be somewhat right. But they won't do that so much to Amy.
Right.
So we're really cognizant of that, and we pay a lot of attention to our female students, and nobody ever yells at anybody.
No,
there's we don't demean anybody.
They didn't even demean me. So
that's working on
that,
us.
I know I really tested them a few times, I didn't even get demeaned. So you could definitely take that to heart. He definitely
you can
that.
Tell the passion of the instructors that are there too. They love being there. They like doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't. I agree.
They're on you, but not in an offensive manner. They're like on you to say you're doing a great job.
Right.
They're on you to say, well, do it this way. It's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's not a high stress. I mean, even the stressful portions are done in a way that it's carefully done, I guess is the best way to say it. It's professionally done. And that was the thing Amy was really concerned about going out there, all male environment.
Right. I mean, from my perspective, I don't think that TDI would need to do a women's only class. I mean, everybody going out there, male or female, young or old, are all treated the same. They're all started at the same place every day. They're all learning the same things, and a woman is more than capable of learning the exact same thing as a man. She doesn't need any sort of special treatment or anything, and all the guys out there are great. They're respectful and they're fun, and they don't make you feel out of place or stupid or they're not judgmental in any way. They are there to help you and make sure that you learn exactly what you need to know to defend yourself.
Right.
So I mean,
and that's always been, that's been her standard. I don't know how many women that you've talked to that we know that all had the same concern. Well, I don't know if I'd want to go out there in that kind of environment, but somebody's on the line wants to ask about TDI. I hope it's not more gunfire. So everybody get ready. Scott, are you there? Yes, sir. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm driving down the road.
Okay. Well, be careful while you're driving.
You
had a question about TDI. It looks like he typed me a little message here. Where is TDI? TDI is in West Union, Ohio.
Oh, that's real right down the road from
that's
me. I live
not,
in Winchester.
Okay, not far.
My question were, how much does it cost for the courses? And see, I haul milk. I have a really wild schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting in there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really be interested in trying to get my wife down there to do it.
Well, that would be a really good, that would be an excellent, excellent idea. Do you have internet access? Do you use the internet?
Yeah, but I live out in the middle of nowhere. I have dial-up.
I understand.
John understands where you're coming from.
Because I live real close to you.
Yeah, I actually live in Heckmansville, if you're familiar with that.
Heckmansville.
No, I don't.
No.
Outside of Cherry Fork.
Well, okay, yeah.
You can definitely find the phone number to TDI. You want to? I don't. He probably can't get it while you're driving. You can't write it down while you're driving. But if you can get your internet dialed up and go to their website, all the contact info, all the prices, classes, everything, depending on what you're looking for, is there.
Yeah. I was just, like I said, I'm curious about it. It's something I've been interested in for a long time, especially hauling milk and some of the places I go in the inner city of Cincinnati and other cities.
Right.
Yeah. The other question I had was after the concealed carry of, I know about reciprocity,
right.
Right, with the other states. And what other states Ohio has other than Ohio?
Oh, there's quite a few. In fact, there's, again, it's that darn dial-up internet, but that's the quickest way to find out. There's
Mainly, like I said, I go into Kentucky, Indiana, Pennsylvania.
I know we have reciprocity with those, don't we, John?
I'm not sure.
We do.
We do with Indiana.
Yeah, we do with those three for those two for sure. Kentucky and Indiana, you're safe. So
that was mainly it.
Okay. Well, definitely look them up, and I think Amy can definitely tell you your wife will have fun out there. It was something.
It's
something. My wife, she's always loved to shoot anyway.
Well, then she'll definitely enjoy it, and she'll learn a lot, and she'll feel a lot more comfortable when she's done.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it.
Scott, thank you for calling, buddy.
All righty, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Yeah, looking at the TDI website, it looks like they have handgun 1-3 available at least once every month, starting in April, except for July.
That's probably, you have any, some of those are closed. Are they closed? Any of them closed up yet? Or
the
closed fast?
April class is closed.
April's closed.
May is getting close.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's great to see, but you're getting a lot of people out there. For handgun 1-3, and I know precision rifle closed. And I mean that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. It we've been the last few years we've been extremely busy. We had an article done on us probably 10 years ago. Was the first article that was ever done on us, and did it in combat handguns and. My friend Chuck Klein was the guy that actually did the article, and it literally doubled our business. It was
really?
The first time that we'd ever had any national advertisement or anything like that.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's just exploded.
That's great.
We've been extremely busy. It always amazes me. You know, obviously, I'm real glad about that, but and it's been a lot of fun. So
yeah, and well, you know, and he's right. There are people out there. There were people out there from the Dominican Republic, people from all over the United States that come to TDI. All the students. I'll tell you, we talked a lot about the instructors. There's not a single instructor that I've met at TDI that you don't want to listen to. I mean, you just want to listen to them. I don't know how. John's a master at selecting the right people. That's all I can say, because they are absolutely easy to listen to people. They genuinely want to help, and you get that sense about them. The students that you meet, I can't think of one that I've met that wasn't, I didn't think was a really, I mean, it's just, it's weird, but I mean, they're really all good people.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
It's astounding. That's one of the really neat things about our business is that we get to meet so many good people.
Yeah.
And it's just been an unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can honestly say in all the time that we've been in business, that I've probably had one or two people that I didn't particularly care for. And I guess we've all run into people that we just don't care for.
Right.
But
you figure the number of people that you have run into every year for 15 or 16. I mean, that's amazing. A couple.
It's been unbelievable. And we've developed, you know, a lot of friendships. Most of the instructors that are there actually have been students there for a long time, and then they decide they would like to come and work with us, and then we, you know, put them through a program. And I always tell them that I'm 49%. You know, I'll get you in the door.
Right.
But the other instructors are 51%. and you have to be able to get along and live with them and meet their standard.
Sure.
And as well as mine.
Right.
And they have as much say about who stays and who doesn't as right. I do.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, you got that way the team is cohesive and it works. That's probably why it works so well. Okay, we got to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Attention. Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-300-9739. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-300-9739. Once more, that's 1-800-300-9739.
Tune in this Sunday at 6 p.m. for a brand new interesting show that tells you everything you need to know about Social Security and long-term care. Don't miss the Premier Living Show every Sunday night at 6 here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
When you need help around your home, get it with Gary Sullivan at 55KRC.com.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy on 55 KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call at 749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. Okay, we're back with Trigger Time with Joe and Amy here, joined tonight by John Benner from Tactical Defense Institute in West Union, Ohio. Again, to contact Tactical Defense Institute, it's www.tdiohio.com is the website. Lots of information on the website. John, there was you're going to the SHOT Show.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give some information about your? You were just going to say something about that.
Oh yeah, we do a. I have my own knife line, the TDI knife line, with K-Bar knives,
right.
And we're going to be out at the K-Bar booth at the SHOT Show in January, and it's in Las Vegas. Oh darn. And
I'll twist his arm and he'll
do it. Yeah, I'll just have to go. So bottom line is, if anybody gets out that way and, you know, can stop by the K-Bar booth and talk, we'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Good, good. Well, and, you know, the knives that I don't know, some of our listeners may not be familiar with the TDI knife line, the K-Bar line. It's that's what I carry. Those are the knives I carry now. Yeah. It's just amazing. The new folder, I don't know how. That's brand new, I know.
Yeah,
but
it hasn't even technically been introduced yet.
Hasn't, so, it's in the early, early stages, but that's going to be a big one. But the fixed blade TDI knife is, I guess the original design, you guys came up with that for the law enforcement defensive type thing. Was that the thinking?
Yeah, that was the original thinking behind it.
Yeah, an offhand weapon, opposite of your firearm side.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that is... such a simple item, but so it makes so much sense to have one. You can't even imagine not wearing one now.
It's just another one of those things that when you're at TDI, it's like, well, that makes total sense.
Yeah, duh.
But I never thought of it before.
Never thought of that. But it's basically just a fixed blade knife that is angled to carry on the opposite side of your firearm. Sadly, a lot of people end up fighting over their firearm. It can happen, and law enforcement especially. And I guess that can be the only thing between you and losing it.
That's absolutely correct. And actually, we've had 4 saves at this point in law enforcement, 4 documented saves with the knife,
wow,
which I'm very, obviously very proud of. One of them was a little strange, but It a save is a save. We'll take it anyway. We can get it. This guy actually got shot with his partner's gun. They were fighting with a guy, and this guy got his partner's gun away from him, and he told me, he says, "I forgot all about my knife." He says, and then this guy shot me, and he was looking for the bullet hole. He felt the bullet impact and everything else, and he's looking around, and it realized it hit the knife.
Oh wow!
And didn't, so it never penetrated him.
A save's a save. That's right.
We'll take it.
That's right. But you know, it's the last thing you'd ever want to think about is having to defend your gun. You know what I mean? Somebody's trying to get your firearm, but understand that if it's you're fooling yourself if you think that Mr. Bad Guy is going to stand there while you do a classic sweep, grab your firearm. I mean, he may just go for it. You can end up in a bad situation, and not having the equipment could cost you something.
Well, and that's why we came up with our extreme close quarters class that integrates hands, knives, and guns, because there's a large majority of the time that people are involved in physical confrontations, and where you going to have to fight with somebody before you go to your tool.
Right.
Whatever tool that
whatever
is,
tool
and
is.
You may or may not be able to get to your firearm. The knife gives you a gives you another option, and so consequently, you need to know a little bit about both.
Sure.
and all three, actually, with your hands, knife, firearm, whatever tools you decide that you're going to carry, that you're going to use. You ought to have some training and be proficient with it.
Right.
And the bottom line is, a large majority of the time, people have to physically defend themselves before they escalate to lethal force.
That was one of the many things that we learned was that often these attacks take place first of all in low light. Who thinks of that? You know, but you don't have a flashlight. That's a whole nother show, but it happens in low light. It happens within 3 feet, and it takes about 3 seconds before it's over. I mean, this is not a long drawn out process, and it's not one of those street, you know, high noon walk downs where you're going to get your bad guy's going to stand there 21 feet away while you blast him. He's going to be in your face, and he's going to be grappling with you, choking you, or whatever he can do. And that's something that I think that maybe the average person, maybe my emailer here probably hasn't thought about is, you know, whenever it's not like the showdown at in the Westerns. It's like 1 minute you're getting in your car, the next minute two people are wrapped around you and you're fighting for your life. And these tools are, like you said, these tools. How are you going to introduce a gun when there's two people on top of you? You're going to have to, I guess, you got to fight your way free and get to that. And that's where the knives come in and the hands come in, and you do impact weapons.
Yes,
I know. The canes. I've seen canes and lots of that. Are the impact weapons? Is that a big class? Something that people are take too well? Or
it's not a huge class for us. We do it once a year. Mm-hmm. It's always a good class. I'm a big fan of the cane. I like things that are hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for traveling and stuff like that, where you can't take a firearm, you know,
right.
you know, you just can't get a firearm on the airplane, logically, and
right.
So consequently, you know, you have to have something,
right?
And at least I feel more comfortable having a little something with me, and
sure,
and plus I'm getting older, so I look normal with a cane. they're tremendous weapons, and you know, they have the potential to be a weapon,
right.
but they're, you know, they,
you gotta know how to use
as
them
well,
right? But you need the training. I mean, that's the main thing. It's, you know, carrying a cane without the training is probably about like carrying a gun without the training. It's, I mean, it might work out, but it probably won't, you know. And I know that we're looking forward to some of the classes we didn't get to take last year. The extreme close quarters class, Amy's a little bit worried about that one. She doesn't like that in your face type stuff as much.
Yes, I was relieved when we couldn't go to the knife class.
She was afraid of the knife class because she didn't want to have to fight with Greg. So,
right.
So, but it's something that, you know, you got to cover all the bases, right? You can't do one thing because one thing's just not going to be enough.
Right. No. It'll be better for me to face Greg for the first time this has to happen than some stranger. You
That's
know?
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'll have to suck it up and just do it.
Let there be no doubt. And I'll tell you, that was one of the funniest moments I have ever seen. We had a lady, she was a little bit older, and she was taking the first extreme close quarters class that we did. And she is standing there looking at Greg, and he's in this big suit anyway. So he's a big man to start with.
He's a big guy anyway, that's right.
And then you put these big suits on, and so... Yeah, she was literally shaking, and by the time I was the safety officer, and she gets in this fight with him, and she grabs her Glock out, and she is pistol whipping.
Well,
and I'm
what
supposed
you got.
To stop that, okay? You're not supposed to pistol whip the instructors.
Yeah.
But I was laughing so hard,
a little hard to step in
that. I couldn't get up off the ground, and Greg was a little mad at me, but I didn't blame him.
No,
but it was hilarious.
Yeah,
but the idea that she got through that right. was the real key there.
Right,
and that I was so proud of her, you know, that she was just absolutely terrified, and then all of a sudden, boom, yeah. you know, then she found it, and there it was.
And that's the thing. It's you know, we're of course 20 seconds from out of time, but you know, we could talk to John forever. The fact of the matter is, you find it at TDI like she did. I mean, it's been an amazing summer. We're looking forward to next year. We're gonna have John back on a regular basis because training is where it's at. It's where we want to focus our attention here. John, thank you for coming again. I appreciate you making the drive.
My pleasure.
And we'll have you back soon, Amy.
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe and Amy. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.